The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, it's Hugh Hewitt. Welcome to The Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement, and I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin and Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Welcome to the rundown on the rundown. I'm Hugh Hewitt. This is the pre-show, the pre-roll. Generalissimo, I've got 12 stories, and they are... stimulus bill, Taliban power sharing, Biden in voter registration, Biden in the Quad, the Pope in Iraq. We got Russian disinformation on COVID. We've got the Iranians threatened to blow up everything in Israel. We've got Israel and American bombers showing up. We can throw up bomb Iran. We got American consultants in Israel. We've got a Myanmar nun in Burma who's amazing. We've got Rio falling apart. Scotland completely paralyzed by scandal, which I didn't know about actually till yesterday. And then we've got
the only two Meghan. Stories that people are going to be talking about.
Yeah, Meghan, right?
Meghan and the stimulus bill are the only two things that people will be talking about today.
Well, I actually, they're only talking about Meghan. How much audio do we have on Meghan?
I've got
did you listen to it?
No. No.
Look, I asked you to listen to it. I wasn't going to listen to it.
Why would I want to listen to it?
You're the producer.
I wouldn't listen to it with your ears.
You listened to it. Did you cut it up?
I cut it up, yes. There are six different segments that I have.
Oh, we can't play 8 minutes of this.
When she's contemplating suicide and how that affected her emotionally, you don't normally jump in the middle of that.
Did she take 8 minutes to do that?
She did. And Oprah gave her runway.
Oh, my goodness.
If Oprah gave her runway, then you can give her runway.
Okay, friends, listening to the pre-roll of the rundown, the rundown on the rundown, that's going to be in segment. That's at the end. Oh, my goodness, 8 minutes. That's a slab of audio that is bigger than the steaks that Dwayne has never served me at his house because I've never been invited over. By the way, how goes the addition?
The addition goes well. We have a roof, finally.
Want me to come over and add some design tips?
No. That's the one thing I really...
Is there a barbecue pit?
I'm working on that actually today.
So there is a barbecue pit?
There will... not a pit. There will be a barbecue.
Not a pit? You're not doing a pit?
No, I'm not Hawaiian. We're not going to do poi.
I just think if you're doing... You might as well go whole hog on this thing.
Why?
When's the housewarming?
Probably Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, after I've left.
You're leaving again?
I'm leaving for the East Coast as soon as that second shot is in my arm in 3 weeks.
Well, the house is not going to be done by the time you get
to the
shot.
You could have the housewarming anyway.
But you're not going to be here.
You could have it for me. You could do it. So, audio, we've got six cuts of Harry and Meghan, one of which is a giant slab, a glacier-like cut that will kill the audience.
Well, the subject matter may kill the audience.
You know, I talked last night, fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I. What was that? What is blinking in our ear?
I don't know.
You know what? You left Zoom on.
I did not. Don't
yes,
touch,
you did.
Do not touch your computer.
All right. So let me close the rundown on the rundown by telling people they should watch the after show if they want the full story. Because of the 10 cuts of audio, you'll probably hear three.
There's 12 given that actually one of now them, that I just
Oh,
finished.
What did you add?
I added two cuts of Joe Manchin.
Oh, good. I asked for that. I didn't find it last night. I worked very hard to find
this. The 11th cut is Joe Manchin dodging on whether he's going to support Xavier Becerra at HHS.
Okay. What's it from?
That is from Jake Tapper's State of the Union on CNN.
Okay.
And then the 12th cut is on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Talking about how he wants to make the filibuster more painful. He wants to go back to the talking filibuster. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
I can't do that without breaking the rules. That's breaking his promise, but we'll talk about that on the show. So that's the rundown on the rundown, friends. Tune in after the start of the show, and you will hear the rundown on the rundown, and then you'll hear us talking about the rundown in the rundown.
That's a lot of rundowns.
A lot of rundowns. Stand by. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, even click on a link, a big tech company can use that IP to track all your activity tied back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. All you have to do is download the app on your phone. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's ExpressVPN.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. So go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country looking hard to find a home. Well, nothing perfect or considerable, we're so damn good. It's the story of your life, you're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life, you live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. It's Monday, March the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Look, we've got a lot of news today, but there's only one story. And we know that Meghan and Harry are the big story. And I'll talk about that later this hour. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I were out to dinner last night, outdoor, socially distanced, masked up and under a heater. And I said to her, I'm glad we're not watching it. I said, well, I'm recording it. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt fessed up. She was recording Meghan and Oprah, and I rolled my eyes, and I said, what in the world could you possibly learn from that? And she said, well, I'm just interested. You know, Diana was interested. I said, Diana's been dead a long time. I know, but I'm still kind of interested, you know. And besides, Oprah's so good at what she does. And I said, come on, really? What are you watching it for? And then the waitress came by, young lady, 25 or so. I said, hey, tell me, if you don't mind, are you going to watch Meghan? She said, is it? I don't know. When is it? When is it? I said, it's tonight. She said, oh, I'm definitely watching that with my mom. My mom can't get enough of that stuff. So I think this is a gendered thing. I know Generalissimo was marking the calendar days off and couldn't wait to see Meghan and Oprah. And he's got audio of it, which I'll play for you. But let me do the real news first in the rundown. Number one, the stimulus bill passed the Senate, $1.9 trillion. They nipped and tucked it a little bit. there's one good part to it, and there's a lot of terrible parts to it. The good part to it is I like the child tax credit. I like that. I like $300 per child in America monthly under the age of 17 is going to start, and we'll try it for a year, and we see how it goes. And I'm going to talk about this later in the show. Parents, to the extent you can, start saving that in a tax-free growth. They're called 527s, I think. I don't know. I give money to my daughter to put him in for my grandkid. But I think you ought to, as much as you can, not spend that money. Just save it. Count it as found money. For as long as it goes, you'll be setting them up in life. And you'll say, no, some of you won't be able to do that. Some of you are going to need the money. But it's the first pro-child tax policy of which I sort of approve. I might have done it differently and made it more income specific because it showers out on people up to $150,000 a year. But that's a big change, and the rest of it's just pork, right? The U.S. is proposing an interim power-sharing government with the Taliban in Afghanistan. That'll work not. President Biden is going to hold a summit with the Quad. Now, remember, it was Mike Pompeo that started the Quad with Donald Trump. Japan, India, Australia, and the United States. We made that a thing over the last 4 years. But President Biden is out there saying he's going to hold a virtual meeting next week, calling it a quadrilateral security dialogue, his first summit. Now, it might be his first summit, but it's not the first summit with the Quad. We've been doing that for a while, but I'm glad he's focused on it. That is to contain China. Pope Francis is having an amazing visit in Iraq. Not much audio for us there. We've got the Russians attempting to persuade Americans that the COVID vaccines aren't safe. They don't want our economy back. And they aren't going to get, they're using the Russian, quote, vaccine, air quotes, and the China, quote, vaccine, air quotes. They want to undermine Pfizer's vaccine. Don't let them believe it. It's great. I've had half of it. It's working. It is driving down rates across the world where it's in use. And we are grateful for the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. By the way, there are minor differences between them. Take the first one you can get. Whatever is the first one you can get, take it. Meanwhile, from abroad, from the defense minister of Iran, we will raise Tel Aviv and Haifa if Israel attacks us. Now, we're used to that, but always good to have genocide in the morning. Meanwhile, Israeli F-15 jets and two B-52 bombers flew through Israeli airspace on Sunday, demonstrating to the mullahs in Tehran that if they pull the trigger, or if the trigger gets pulled by Hezbollah or by anybody, or if they get too close to a nuke, plenty of capability to level everything that needs to be leveled. They're getting close to elections, 2 weeks away in Israel. There's a great story in the Times of Israel, which I posted last night. Tippecanoe and Lapid 2. U.S. pollsters import American-style campaigns to Israel. Apparently, if you're a pollster, you can make coin in Israel's endless elections. In Burma, as I call Myanmar, because I can never remember Myanmar, there is a amazing Roman Catholic nun who has an iconic picture now of Sister Anne Rosa Nu Tuong. And she is kneeling in front of the security forces, begging them to stop shooting people. Great picture. I posted that. Great story from the Financial Times this morning on the collapse in Brazil. Last year, one child was killed in Rio on average every month by a stray bullet. One child a month. And, quote, Brazil is reeling from overlapping crises. The economy has barely grown for almost a decade, held back by the collapse of the commodities boom. With one of the most virulent variants of the virus spreading rapidly in Brazil, many countries have closed off travel to the Latin American giant. The sense of malaise in Brazil is nowhere more keenly felt than in Rio, where the 6.7 million people who live there are just desperate. The state has an epidemic of violence and an inability to prevent children from being caught up in the crossfire. According to a new study, almost 60% of Rio's territory is now controlled by so-called militia. So it's descended into, it's getting close to a failed state there. Speaking of failed states, a failed almost state. I spent a lot of time yesterday researching what's going on in the homeland. For me, that's Scotland. The Hewitts are from the lowlands of Scotland by way of Ulster Plantation. So we are the palest people in the world. I watch Shetlands on Amazon Prime, and I feel like I'm home. I think we must have come from the Shetlands, because that's pretty much, I want to live there. There are only 20,000 people, and there are islands with 70 people on it. I think that's the perfect place to originate the Hugh Hewitt Show from. But for a long time, the Scots have been agitating to be let out of the United Kingdom, and they had a referendum that lost a few years ago. And they've had a Scottish Nationalist Party, which are just left-wingers in the disguise of something else. And it was run for a long time by Alex Salmond, who gave way to Nicola Sturgeon, who then promptly put the knife in his back and started to jab repeatedly. And it's the consequence of this is that people are losing faith in the ability of Scotland to govern Scotland, because the two biggest Scottish nationalists are fighting like clans going to war over cattle. And it's really quite wonderful. A divisive scandal grips Scotland before key election. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's public falling out with her predecessor risk escalating at a critical time. The Telegraph has a column by Madeline Grant. The left's hypocrisy and fawning over Sturgeon has finally been exposed. There's no longer any excuse for allowing the SNP to pull the woolen plaid over our eyes. And then the Salmond and Sturgeon battle, an A to Z guide to the explosive scandal at the top of Scottish politics. So it's a meltdown in Scotland. So if you watch the Shetlands, you realize we can't understand anything they say anyway in most of Scotland. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I have a favorite place in the world called the Three Chimneys. The Three Chimneys is a restaurant and bed and breakfast on the Isle of Skye after all the sheep. So it's way out there. I mean, it's way at the end of the world out there. And I would encourage you to go there. I would also encourage you, please, to head over to HughHewitt.com and be generous to Food for the Poor. There is now, on top of the COVID, it just began, a massive flooding. Mudslides destroying farmlands in a country already ravaged. Here's one TV report.
This yellow boat is from the Food for the Poor fishing villages. They were sent to help rescue people from their rooftops. The president and CEO, Ed Rain, says they will continue to provide for those in need and need your help.
So we've sent containers out already that have everything you might need to respond in these type of situations. And we're going to continue to send things out.
A special donation page has been created for anyone who wants to help.
Look, you can go over to HughHewitt.com right now or call 855-359-HOPE. We really need your help during our March campaign for Food for the Poor. Please go to the banner at the top of HughHewitt.com. Click on Food for the Poor. Be as generous as you can be. $111 feeds three hungry children for 6 months. Dig deep. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. Every single device you use generates an IP address. Now you can hide that from everyone when you use ExpressVPN. The best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you are protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more.
We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. Yeah, I believe in God and God in me. I've traveled.
Welcome back, America, to Hewitt. This is actually a good pace to run by. It's Joan Baez in one of her later works. And yes, we are indiscriminate in our musical taste here at the Hugh Hewitt Show. To our new audience at KGMI in Bellingham, I'm stuck in the 70s with a little bit of 60s and a little bit of 80s. I'm just stuck in the 70s. That's most of the bumps unless Adam gets control of it. And then you hear techno stuff, and then I take it back. Time to do a business story. Every morning I'll give you a business story brought to you by Birch Gold. And I don't do market updates because it's way too early in the market day to make any sense. But I do a business story of the day, and Birch Gold pays for that. They're a sponsor of the show. As Rush would say, an obscene profit break. No, I just bring you a business story. And Birch Gold has passed 10,000 customers now who go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747 in order to buy gold or to invest a portion of their IRA or 401k in a precious metals, physical precious metals-backed IRA or 401k. I buy my gold from Birch Gold. I preach diversity. I'm not a professional investor, nor did I stay at Holiday Inn. I don't give financial advice, and I don't do market reports. I give you a business story of the day, and I remind you every day, you ought to have a portion of your life savings in precious metals and a portion, if you can afford it, in real estate. Then you get diversified into stocks and bonds, and you don't want to go overboard into anything. And I hate Robin Hood, and I don't like chasing dreams, and you can't get rich quick, and don't go to Las Vegas. That's the sum total of my financial advice. It's boring and it works. Dollar cost averaging and everything works. And I'll explain that some other time. When those $300 checks a month start coming in, even if you are pressed to the wall financially, the United States Congress has passed a $300 a month check for people under, I believe it's $150,000 household income or $80,000 individual income. You'll get $300 per child. And so when that starts to arrive, try and save as much of that as possible and try and do so in a diversified portfolio. Start with a mutual fund that's based on the S&P 500. It's your first investment. Your second investment should be in a different mutual fund. Your third investment might be in gold. You can't afford to buy an ounce of gold. An ounce of gold this morning is at $1,689. When you can afford gold, go to birchgold.com or text Hugh to 474747 and then repeat the cycle. Diversifying, diversifying, diversifying. And if there's a 529 in your state, that's the best place to put it because that money grows tax-free. So try and do that. Number one story, business story of the day, comes from CNBC. Investors haven't fully grasped inflation is dead ahead, economist Mark Zandi warns. Moody's analyst Mark Zandi believes Wall Street is significantly underestimating the seriousness of an inflation comeback. He is so right. We've never printed $2 trillion before, and we're doing it now. Sure enough, oil jumped above $70 yesterday briefly. It's back down around 66 this morning. But on Sunday, it went above 70 after an attack by the Houthis on Saudi oil facilities because, of course, Joe Biden doesn't like the Saudis, but it's the Houthis who are trying to destroy everything. And so inflation is coming. Not only is the world printing money to deal with COVID, the commodities have gone crazy. The only thing I will tell you, I'll never give you an update on the American stock market because it's out of date by the time I give it to you. But I will tell you that abroad, Germany and England both had up days. That always kind of previews the American market in the morning. And so if they've gone through the whole German day and they're up 1.23%, that's good news. Sometimes it doesn't carry over, but it usually does. Okay, time to turn to Harry and Meghan. I can't even believe I'm doing this. Harry and Meghan, the king and queen of woke. Let's play the thing that's making the most news, and it's sad. Let's play cut number three.
In a podcast that it became almost unsurvivable. And that struck me because it sounds like you were in some kind of mental trouble. What was actually going on? Almost unsurvivable sounds like there was a breaking point.
Yeah, there was. I just didn't see a solution. I would sit up at night and I was just like, I don't understand how all of this is being churned out. And again, I wasn't seeing it, but it's almost worse when you feel it through the expression of my mom or my friends or them calling me crying, just like, Meg, they're not protecting you. And I realized that it was all happening just because I was breathing. Mm. And look, I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially, because I know how much loss he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. And I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was a very clear and real and frightening constant thought. And I remember how he just cradled me, and I went to the institution and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help. I said that I've never felt this way before and I need to go somewhere. And I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution. And I called.
So the institution is never a person, or is it a series of people?
No, it's a person.
It's a person.
It's several people, but I went to one of the most senior people.
Stop for a moment. So the institution isn't a person. No, it's a person, but it's several people. It doesn't make a lot of sense what happened last night, from what I've been able to tell. She had suicidal thoughts, which is very bad. And if you ever have them, go tell someone about them. She did the right thing. She told Harry about them. But a lot of this was blaming publicly the firm, which is QE2, for her troubles. And everybody talking about how trapped they fell. Here's Harry, Meghan, and Oprah talking about being trapped. I mean, it's tough to actually imagine this, but cut number one.
Okay, but here's the question. Do you think you would have left or ever stepped back were it not for Meghan?
No, the answer to your question is no.
I wouldn't have
been able to, because I myself was trapped as well. I didn't see
a way out. She felt trapped? You were trapped?
Yeah, I didn't see a way out.
But you'd had this life your whole life. This has been your life your whole life.
Yeah, but, you know, I was trapped, but I didn't know I was trapped. But the moment...
Stop for a second. He is a fantastic person. I'll never forget the video of him when rockets start to hit and dashing away from an interview and jumping into his helicopter. He's the real deal. I got no problem with Harry and Meghan. God bless them and may they live a long and happy life. Nor am I ever going to spend a minute watching. I don't understand anyone who watched this. You invested 2 hours of your life in what is an essentially a preview for season 9 of The Crown. And Dwayne watched it all and he had it on his calendar and he was counting down the days, and he's a big Meghan fan. And I just do not understand. I'm going to ask Selena after the break if she watched it. I have a theory. 1-800-520-1234. She also decided all about branding last. This was all about brand last night. Cut number two.
Canada, because you had stepped back, your firm says you're no longer going to have protection. So did you ask for that? Because were you trying to have it both ways? You wanted to step back, but also keep your foot in royal business, it seems.
It's interesting that you talk about it being, you know, have it both ways. On the security element, I never thought that I would have my security removed, because I was born into this position and I inherited the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a shock to me. That was what completely changed the whole plan.
So not that we had a plan. You, as Prince Harry,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
are going to have your security removed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I even wrote letters to his family saying, please, it's very clear the protection of me or Archie is not a priority. I accept that. That is fine. Please keep my husband safe. I see the death threats. I see the racist propaganda. Please keep him safe.
Mm.
Please don't pull his security and announce to the world when he and we are most vulnerable. And they said it's just not possible.
Mm-hmm. I think what we really have got to clear up here is, because one of the stories that continues to live, either through rumors or social media out in the world, is that you, Meghan, are the one who manipulated, calculated, and are responsible for this Megxit.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing how they can use Meg for everything.
Yes. There are even stories that you knew all along that this was going to happen. You went through the whole process and it was all intentional to build your brand.
Can you imagine how little sense that makes? I left my career, my life. I left everything because I love him, right? And our plan was to do this forever.
For us, for me,
I mean, I wrote letters to his family when I got there saying, I am dedicated to this. I'm here for you. Use me as you'd like. There was no guidance as well, right? Mm-hmm. There were certain things that you couldn't do, but, you know, unlike what you see in the movies, there's no class on how to speak, how to cross your legs, how to be royal. There's none of that training. That might exist for other members of the family. That was not something that was offered to me.
So nobody tells you anything?
No.
Nobody prepares you?
No, but even down to like the national anthem. No one thought to say, oh, you're American. You're not going to know that. That's me late at night Googling, I've got to learn this. I don't want to embarrass them. I need to learn these 30 hymns for church. All of this is televised. We were doing the training behind the scenes because I just wanted to make them proud.
Okay. How awful. Now, I am sympathetic to someone who feels overwhelmed by what we've all seen on The Queen. But, you know, QE2 has sailed through this water for a long time, and Prince Philip is 99. They went through a war. I am just telling you that I may not be the target audience here. Dwayne was the target audience. And I'm going to ask Selena Zito. Selena Zito is going to be my test case. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I know it's season 25 of The Crown, but that's many years down the road. Let me switch over to ReliefFactor.com, and especially KGMI. Look, here's the deal. You're going to hear about ReliefFactor.com three times a day. I take it in the first hour. See, if you're watching, and you can watch, by the way, you can watch this show on YouTube. We broadcast it live from the Hugh Hewitt Bass Studio Complex, and we put it on Facebook and we put part of it up at my podcast. But there is, I carry in Kirkman and Resveratrol and Omega, four pills which I take every day. And the reason I do show is because I'm active and I'm getting older. And if you are either of those, and you're definitely getting older, you need to have support for the temporary relief of minor aches and pains. The only supplement I take vitamins and ReliefFactor.com because those four supplements work to help your body work with you to stay as fit and as active as possible. So I did my first half marathon since turning 65. I don't know. I did my last marathon at 50 and hurt myself pretty badly stepping in a hole. And I've been getting back to good distance and done a few half marathons. But the first one since 65 was Saturday, and I need my ReliefFactor.com. Didn't run yesterday, recovery day, but ReliefFactor.com makes it possible. Get it. $19.95 gets you started. I'll remind you about it later in the show. And Selena Zito, the Yinzer Report, next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.